This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Stinking Truth.
Let's talk about your favorite players on a football team.
Okay.
Wide receivers.
Yes.
You love talking about wide receivers.
I love the wideouts.
You love the wideouts.
I've always loved wideouts.
Just good, solid, hard,
right,
core
just
football
all
players.
About the team first. Don't care about how many targets or receptions they have or yardage. It's all about, what can I do? Show me how I can get this push crack so I can get in there on that safety and really throw the block that springs a running back for a big play. Like, that's what I'm
all about. Team.
Yeah.
T-E-A-M. No I in team. Let's start with CeeDee Lamb. Not showing up for the start of Cowboys voluntary off-season conditioning program. We know he's going into the last year of a contract. We talked about this on the podcast about how the Cowboys seem to be, Jerry Jones seems prepared to just kind of go in with everybody's on a one-year tryout type contract situation. It's really the only leverage that a player has, right?
Correct.
When you don't have a contract, is to say, I'm going to stay away from your off-season conditioning program.
Your voluntary camp. I'm angry. I'm not showing up. Yeah, you know what? That's 100%. That's all you have. That's all you can hang your hat on. Do I think that CeeDee Lamb's going to get paid? Yeah, I do. But at the same time, it just goes to show you that guys are disgruntled. And everybody always thought you want gruntled players. You don't want disgruntled. You want them gruntled. And he is not gruntled, that's for sure. He's disappointed. Upset about the situation, about not getting a contract, and that's really all you can do, Mike. So it'll be interesting to see exactly what the Cowboys do going forward, how they operate, because they've got several players that ultimately you need to figure out, and here they are. You know, this is one of them. Michael Parsons, another one of them. Dak Prescott, another one of them. Eventually, all that stuff wears on your football team. And the other bad part about that is the precedent. You said, if you don't take care of the guys that are homegrown, that have done it the right way and become Pro Bowl players, then the rest of the team looks at it like, well, if you're not going to take care of the guys who have done all that, then what are the odds you're going to take care of me? Like they're in a real interesting situation as an organization about how they get through this and what kind of message they send not only to their fan base but to their players inside the locker room, more importantly.
So another receiver, Brandon Ayuk of the 49ers. So there were reports over the weekend that he had requested a trade. His agent came out and said, you need better sources. He hasn't. But, hey, at this point, we know he's disgruntled because he stopped following the team on social media. Whenever a player stops following you on social media, they mean business.
Now you know I'm mad.
That's that's the new way of doing it.
Right.
Now.
Yeah.
I'll show you. I'll stop following you on social media.
You know, Brandon Ayuk is an interesting story because he was a late first rounder out of Arizona State, and early in his career, inconsistent play. And, you know, there were times where he, you know, Kyle Shanahan would, like, not play him or bench him or whatever, who's developed into a really, really good wide receiver. But the conundrum, I think, for NFL teams is how much you pay that guy. Because, like, do you make that guy one of the highest paid wide receivers in football? Or do you look at the scheme and the system with which you play and the fact that, you know, you set up play action and you set up the run game and you set up the passing game through the run game, and that, you know, you have benefited as a wide receiver from the system with which we run. Like, at what point do you look at that and say, okay, we really love you. You know, we really love you. But, dude, we're not gonna make you one of the, you know, top tier, top five, top 10 paid wide receivers. Like, our system puts you guys in positions to win more often than not. Like, so I think there's a real, if you're the 49ers, like, I understand Ayuk wanting to get paid. But if you're the 49ers, are you saying, dude, this guy is the guy that actually creates offense, or we create the offense for this guy?
Can't argue with the numbers. He's coming off a season, 75 catches, 1,300 yards, almost 18 yards per reception, mm-hmm. and 7 touchdowns. So, but you're the Shanahan system. Brock Purdy has ascended as an MVP. Mm-hmm. It goes back to the conversation we've had before, is that once you have found your quarterback and you've identified and paid him as your franchise quarterback, do you now put the onus on that quarterback to make other receivers better? Right. And now you don't have to overinvest in receivers anymore.
Well, I would tell
and
you.
And as Ayuk entered this kind of conversation,
I would tell you that if I was putting the hierarchy, just off the top of my head, but the hierarchy of importance level of the players on the Niners offense, where would Ayuk fall into?
Oof.
He'd be behind Debo Samuel.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be behind Christian McCaffrey. He'd be behind George Kittle. I'd put him behind the best left tackle in football. Like, seriously, would he be the fifth priority on that offense? Even if he's not, Mike, the fifth, maybe he's higher than that. He's not the first. And he's not the second. Like, at what point do you go, hey, dude, like, I understand you want to get paid, but here's what we're going to pay you to play for our franchise, where you're going to have a chance to be a Super Bowl contender because our roster is that good and our scheme is that good, our coach is that good. Or you can go off to Jacksonville and never be heard from again.
Yeah.
You can go somewhere where players go to die, where you get paid and nobody ever, and your career basically just goes away.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Well,
sorry, Jacksonville. I didn't mean to. I mean, that's just been history.
Right.
That's been the history.
But. Okay, the flip side of that is a team that seems to be willing to pay their receivers. So just before we started recording this, the Eagles and Devontae Smith have agreed on a 4-year, $90 million extension with what, some?
I read $51 million guaranteed.
Okay, and they're already paying A.J. Brown. Mm-hmm. So here's a team that's willing to invest in receivers. Does that say something about Jalen Hurts? Do we read anything into that? If the idea is that the franchise quarterback,
right,
that you're paying to be the franchise quarterback, what does it say that you're paying Jalen Hurts, but you're still paying receivers?
Well, I mean, on the surface, it would say our quarterback can't elevate receivers. Our passing game isn't such that our quarterback can take, you know, a guy and make him a great player. He needs great players around him. And it'll be interesting. You know, I think they've done a good job in regards to understanding that Jason Kelce was going to retire. Several years ago, they drafted Cam, I think the guy's Cam Jurgens. He's a really good player, played guard for them. But I remember watching him his rookie year in preseason playing center because obviously Jason Kelce wasn't taking any reps. And I thought that kid, they've done a great job. He's out of Nebraska, I believe. But good player in that regard. Listen, here's what a lot of teams try to do that have kind of a run first or, you know, read option, zone read type of young quarterback that they're developing. They run those guys, right? And they set up the play action off that stuff, and it becomes a big part of the offense. And in Philadelphia, they could dominate a line of scrimmage. They can run the football. They can run the outside game, the finesse game. They can run the power game. And then they have the quarterback taking some of that pressure as well, some of that run game as well. And it ends up setting up a lot of one-on-one situations in the passing game, a lot of man-to-man coverage situations, and a lot of, you know, favorable matchups in the passing game through your RPO game, through your play action game. And then you start to realize, dude, we can't put our quarterback in this much harm in harm's way this much. So let's kind of ease back some of that run. Let's kind of ease back some of that offense, because in the, you know, the following year, the subsequent year after the Super Bowl run, he should be able to handle more. He should be able to play better from the pocket. He should be able to do these things. And last year, I thought their offense struggled some to some degree because of that. Plus, you lost Shane Steichen, your offensive coordinator, and I think it was Brian Johnson that took over as the offensive coordinator. So I think there's some of that stuff. There's a mixture of first-time play caller, guy that, you know, there was a lot of different things. It's not just all on Jalen. But is Devontae Smith, you know, a really good player? Yeah, he really is a good player. Boy, I tell you what, to you're tying up like what? AJ Brown is a $100 million receiver right now. Now you got another $100 million receiver in your receiving core. You got one of the better tight ends in football in Goddard. It's interesting to me that that's the direction. Now, part of the reason you can do that is because you've done such a great job of developing offensive linemen,
right?
But you also played Milata. You paid him too. You just redid his contract. Jason's coming off the books, but he was a year-to-year guy. Yep. I don't know, man. It just seems like a lot of money to spend at the receiver. Does it say anything about Brown?
Yeah.
It seemed like he and Jalen, remember, they've been buddies forever, but yep. It seemed like there was a little bit of falling out last year at the end of the season too.
Maybe that Bears watching as well.
Right.
Yeah.